From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation agent in charge investigating the shootings at two military facilities Thursday in the southern city of Chattanooga, Tennessee, said the agency is looking into the shooter's motive.
We are just beginning this investigation. We will explore that option. But at this point, we don't have anything that directly ties him to an international terrorist organization.
Ed Reinhold said investigators have no idea why 24-year-old Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz went on a rampage, killing four U.S. Marines and wounding two other servicemen in the shootings. The gunman was also killed. Police stormed his house in Hickson, Tennessee, just across the Tennessee River from Chattanooga.
We are checking every possible place that he could reside or could have resided, visited, where he's shopped, where he went to school, who his friends were, if he worked out at a gym, every possible lead. So we have information that he's been in various locations, and we will check each and every one of those.
Authorities say the gunman wounded a Marine Corps recruiter during a drive-by shooting, then drove about 10 kilometers to the Navy Operational Support Center, where witnesses say he shot and killed four Marines and seriously wounded a sailor. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko has called last year's downing of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 a ruthless terrorist attack and said the fatal missile shot could only have happened with participation from Russia. In a statement Friday, Mr. Poroshenko said Ukraine's moral duty to honor the victims is to ensure a fair punishment for those responsible for shooting down the aircraft. On the one-year anniversary of the crash Friday, mourners for the 298 victims gathered near the crash site in eastern Ukraine. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama will host Saudi Foreign Minister Abdel Al-Jubeir at the White House Friday to pitch the virtues of the Iran nuclear agreement as diplomats move ahead with preparations to ratify the deal in the U.N. Security Council. The Saudis' apprehension about the Iran pact was on display Thursday, as U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry held talks with Jubeir in Washington.
If a deal is implemented, that the Iranians will use this deal in order to improve the economic situation in Iran and to improve the lot of the Iranian people and not use it for adventures in the region. And we are committed that if Iran should try to cause mischief in the region, we're committed to confront it resolutely.
British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond was trying to get Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to warm up to the Iran nuclear deal. But Mr. Netanyahu is maintaining his staunch opposition to the pact.
We would have wanted to see a deal that says the following: Iran, you will get the easing on the restrictions of your nuclear program, and you will get sanctions relief if you change your behavior first. In fact, there is no requirement for any change of behavior on the part of Iran, which is what makes this deal so fundamentally flawed.
The UN Security Council is expected to adopt a resolution ratifying the deal reached between Iran and six world powers in Vienna. The vote set for Monday morning will begin the process of gradually lifting international sanctions imposed on Iran, with Iran giving up its nuclear program in exchange. More bomb blasts Friday have interrupted Eid celebrations in northeastern Nigeria, killing at least 10 people in the city of Damaturu. Two explosions struck an open-air praying area where worshippers were observing the final day of the holy month of Ramadan. Some reports say there was another blast following the first two. The vice president of Yemen's exiled government says Saudi-backed troops have recaptured the southern port city of Aden from Shiite rebels. Fighters loyal to the exiled government launched a major offensive this week against the Iran-backed Houthis rebels in Aden, Yemen's second-largest city. The Houthis seized Aden in March, forcing the government of President Abd Rabu Mansur Hadi to seek refuge in neighboring Saudi Arabia. A Saudi-led coalition of Arab states has since carried out 3 months of devastating airstrikes on the Houthis, and this is helping lead to a major humanitarian crisis in that area. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.